never wanted any of this. I never wanted to be in the games. I just wanted to save my sister and keep Peto alive.
Miss Everdeen, it's the things we love most that destroy us.
Peto is the Capitol's weapon, the same way you're ours.
You will rescue PETA at the earliest opportunity, or you will find another Mockingjay.
Okay, here's the deal. I've always liked the Hunger Games movies, feeling they were a huge step up from the Twilight franchise in terms of young adult novels turned blockbuster. However, I was left cold with the new movie Mockingjay Part 1. Taking off where Catching Fire ended, Mockingjay Part 1 finds Katniss at the heart of the revolution in District 13. She becomes the reluctant figurehead for the rebellion while insisting on her team to save PETA and the other tributes. It's not that the story's bad, it's just incomplete. With Lionsgate greedily grabbing at cash for two films instead of just one, this movie tells only half the story with an unnecessary cliffhanger that teases another film for next year. Padded out for 2 hours, the movie feels like an extended cut on DVD with too many deleted scenes crammed back in. It's a nice start, but it's hardly worth seeing without the second film. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.